Today on Wings, a beauty pageant of sorts. And what could be more beautiful than young people educating their peers about sexual health?
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world. Produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
DSW stands for German World Population Foundation, a nonprofit partner of the United Nations Population Fund. Our reporter Diana Wanyonyi covered their first Mr. and Miss Y2Y pageant in Mombasa, Kenya. The term Y2Y, spelled with the numeral 2, is short for Youth to Youth.
There are more than 800 young people here showcasing their latest fashions, but the competitors are trying to demonstrate how engaged they are. Once crowned, Mr. and Miss Y2Y will be championing youth issues and will be asked to represent Kenya in international events. I spoke to former Miss Youth to Youth Maureen Chogom on her achievements during her tenure.
The organization DSW came up with a youth to youth initiative to reach young people in the communities, and so they decided to hold an event which will get other youths who will be able to reach other youths in the community. I was able to be crowned because of the knowledge that I had when it comes to sexual reproductive health and the way I presented myself in terms of confidence and creativity.
I'm also seeing you wearing a red band on your wrist. What is it?
It's a bag which holds the menstrual cup. The menstrual cup is a cup which was given to us by the Youth to Youth Initiative. The main purpose of this is to show that so many girls don't go to school because of sanitary pads. But they decided to come up with this to help those girls in the communities.
How will it be used?
Before you use it, you first boil it on the first day, but the second day you'll just wash it with clean water, fresh water.
How do you wear it?
You just fold it this way, and then you squat, and then you insert it. After sometimes 1 hour or 2 hours, I always remove it after 1 hour.
So how is your experience with menstrual cup?
It's the best thing ever invented for the girl child. Apparently it's very cheap because this can last up to 10 years compared to the always which you have to buy it for 90 bob in a month. So to me, it's a very good thing. Okay. Yeah, especially to the girls who like to go to school. It will help them big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And today's event, are you going to hand over your crown to somebody else?
Yeah, I have to. And I think she's the one behind me.
Okay.
Rather behind you.
Jacqueline Waweru, a youth, elaborates on the challenges facing youth on matters of reproductive health.
I'm Jacqueline Waweru. I'm from Safe Community Youth Initiative, that is from Kilifi, Shimolatewa Ward, that is Mtwapa.
What are some of the challenges that are facing youths in Coastal Region on matters of reproductive health?
Basically, one of the things that is a challenge to our work is culture and culture norms, and also at times government, that is like the local government. Right now we are trying to solve that, trying to do a lot of advocacy. We're taking advocacy to another level, that is making sure that youth participate in civic education and also take part in policy making and take part even in meetings that we have local leaders and also county government officials. SEF is even attending national budgets and local budget hearings and taking part in advocacy in terms of policies that take part in sexual reproductive health. So basically right now for us, we feel that we really need to involve youths to take part in governance and also advocacy in terms of with the local leaders, so that we can be able to come about with one idea, that is one voice. Because whenever we don't have a voice in the youth, that's why whenever even we come up with policies or even issues concerning the youth, they never own it because they've not taken part in that. We're even doing outreaches to sensitize youths engaging into governance and also taking part in policies.
So far, how many youths have you reached?
So far for us right now, I can say maybe with the help of DSW, we've been able to grow so much. At first, we were a youth group just meeting under a tree in our area chief offices. But right now, we are a group that has grown to be a YEC, that is a youth empowerment center, that we are able to have a big office to take up youths, meaning that even in a month, we can even reach more than 1,000 youths. That is through services, through indoor games, through even small information, that is peer education, through even outreach. Also, we also give services. That is, we have inReach, which is supported by DSW, where we have nurses coming inside our center and giving services. For example, treating minor illnesses and also family planning and cervical cancer.
Given that you are based in Kilifi, and you know Mtwapa is the area where there are many youths who are engaging in sex work, how do you reach them and what information do you give them?
One, as a challenge, Mtwapa is big. And like 70% of Mtwapa is youth. So what we've tried to do as a safe community is we've been able to now have other baby groups to assist us reach even more youths, because us alone, we cannot do it alone. So whenever we go for an outreach and we meet youths that are interested in our work, that is community work and volunteer, we ask them to start a group, and then we start building the group and mentoring the group. So it becomes a group on its own. We do not only want people to join our group, that is continue feeding our group, but we also want them to have their own, because we came and found out that it is the best thing that a youth to have his own thing, he will own it, than making him join the group. So for us, what we've been able right now, we've been able to have baby groups, and basically I think in Kilifi we are among the groups that have a lot of have the largest number of baby groups. So far right now we have 5 baby groups, which they manage their group by their own, and what they do is at times when they have issues or conflict, they come to us and we try to assist them, and at times we also link them to the local government and also other partners like DSW. We have different programs that we are undertaking in terms of sexual reproductive health, that we have a component of health by itself, and we also have a component of we are linking health to education. That is, we go inside schools, do community health talks with the students, that is young adolescent project that is funded by DSW, where we give talks to the schools, and we even join also, we also join clubs inside the school also, so that the students can own the club. So we also come up with clubs, which even one of our baby comes from a club that was we mentored inside a school. And also something else that we've done, we do a lot of community outreach, which also has built us as safe, because has made us get an image as trusted in the community. And we even get cases on child abuse, and even sexual abuse. We also have even an officer in the VOC, that is the children's department, that also assists us in handling SRH issues that is affecting the children and also the community.
Thank you. The Youth to Youth Initiative was established in 1999 to address the needs of young people in Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda.
Y2Y is Youth to Youth. It's an initiative for young people, targeting young people between age 12 to 24 with sexual reproductive health information and services. And Kenya, we're the first one to come up with the Mr. and Miss Y2Y event.
Juliana Mwaega is the officer in charge of Y2Y in Kenya. She says the Mr. and Miss Y2Y event has enabled youths to showcase their new talents and skills, such as art and beadworks.
This is the second mega event we are doing in East Africa. The theme for the event is transforming young people for a better future.
What has emerged from this meeting?
Basically, young people have been able to see the good work that our projects have translated to positive impact to our young people, especially in the area of sexual reproductive health and economic empowerment. As you can see, most of the performances were related to information. HIV information coming very clearly. Also some information about economic empowerment. As we refer to creativity art, most of our young people have been able to showcase like the beadwork, plating, all that is key, because at the end of it all, other young people are able to see, learn the process, and also do it in their respective groups, so that they can maybe sell it at a cheaper price and get income to support themselves and also to support their group activities.
Can we talk about the role of youth in matters of reproductive health? In coastal Kenya, we are this full of taboos and traditional norms. Do they really come out and speak freely about sexuality? Do they know about reproductive health?
Yeah, through our initiative, that is Youth Youth Initiative, we've been able to bring young people. We train them on sexual reproductive health rights and life skills. And through the training, they've been able to gain skills and knowledge on how best they can conduct themselves, realize themselves better, and also to interact with other young people. And not only interacting, but also help them get the knowledge and how best they can carry themselves. And for me, I can say it has really helped in decision making, because as for now, our young people are able to make wise decisions, like using condoms when having sex. Young people are accessing sexual reproductive health services, including treatment, STI screening and treatment, also accessing contraceptives in some of the areas. And this has been made possible just because we're working with our youth empowerment centers, where every month we bring services in the centers to serve the young people.
Mm-hmm. Why was the need for DSW to come up with this issue about reproductive health to youths?
Yes, the main issue is that for a long time our government has not been focusing on this cohort, that is 12 to 24. And DSW, now we come in to fill the gaps that our government are not able to fill, to make sure that our young people get the right knowledge and skills and how best they can carry themselves to improve their sexual reproductive health and youth empowerment as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about traditional norms and taboos and reproductive health? How do youths cope up with these differences from the communities vis-a-vis what they are getting from DSW and how they are being empowered?
Yeah, basically, most of our young people, yes, they come from communities where they have very, very tight taboos. But I need to appreciate our work. Through the efforts that we've been able to put in the projects, at least our young people are able to appreciate the reality. Also, being able to talk to their parents. And we've made it possible also because we've been mobilizing parents through community dialogue and community conversation. We bring them on board and we talk issues affecting our young people in open place that you're able to exchange in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. Like the issue of condom use, we've been able to sit with community leaders, religious leaders, discussing issues openly with our young people. Yes, you don't have to talk about condom, but the reality is our young people are able to use the condoms and help themselves. Okay. Even some of you here, the community members, that are some our dads and moms, some of you used it. Whatever, you're not at home with other people down there, we meant to know that you use condoms. So we need to make it clear to our young people. So through such platforms, at least the community is able to appreciate. Also, our young people are able to appreciate. Mm-hmm. And anytime they have a new thing that they need their community to understand, they put it in terms of skit or drama. We have an event awareness creation, we do drama, magnet theater, and then we pose the question to the community. We want to hear them speaking these issues. So as they're able to pick some of the key messages from the drama, then after the drama, we are able to tell them this is the situation and we need to support our young people to be able to achieve this.
Since this project started, has it reduced matters of teenage pregnancy?
Yeah, basically in costs, the Youth project started in the year 2004 with a total number of like 20 active clubs. And for now, we've grown to 65 clubs in costs. And I'd want to say that for real, the project has really helped in transforming young people's life in terms of SRH, in terms of economic empowerment, in terms of leadership, advocacy work. It has really helped in those areas because at least our young people, they're able to even reach other young people in the community with key messages, with condoms. They're able to meet with their leaders in the various counties, discuss issues affecting them. They're able to mobilize their community and also share with them the key things that they need to key things that they need to appreciate. Mm. That young people are not same like our dads and nyanyas, but they need to also support the young people on how best they can live a better life. Most of our young people right now, the population of young people using condom, using during sexual intercourse, I can say it's higher than those before, maybe those days before we had maybe shared with them. Mm-hmm. And to the young people that are not within my coverage, I don't know exactly, but I meant to know that our young people, after getting the information, they are not only focusing the members in the club, they are focusing young people and youth around their localities. So I believe the information has been spread to the grassroots. Apart from showcasing our talents and sharing experiences, we'll be crowning the two champions who will be the best in terms of talents, experience sharing, and also we have a platform for questions. So the two who will emerge to be the winner, now we'll have to crown them, the Mr. and the Miss Y2Y 2017. Apart from crowning them, they have a responsibility to make sure they work hard. They advocate for the other young people and youth to make sure they're a better place.
On Wings, you are listening to a report by Diana Wanyonyi from a pageant held in Kenya, at which youth competed to show their engagement in educating their peers about sexual and reproductive health. The short name for this activity is Y2Y, short for Youth to Youth.
And the winner, Mr. Y2Y 2017, goes to...
Rose Akinyi and Michael Mugendi. Jubilation filled the air as they were crowned and dressed in cotton robes known as kikoi and leso with red caps and a white traditional white pleated skirt. Miss Y2Y, Rose Akinyi, is 25 years old and it was her outfit fashioned out of condoms which won the heart of the judges.
Apparently I can say that I've been crowned the Miss Youth to Youth because I deserved it. The competition was tough, but I guess I made it through.
What did you do unique among other competitors and you were awarded this?
According to me, what I think was unique in my attires was the creative attire, which I made the bra using the condoms and the dress, the skirt using flyers. That is what I think was outstanding, plus my dinnerware.
What inspired you to make bras using condoms?
I got the condom from our office, the Stretchers Youth Organization. I decided to use the condom because at the moment most youths are sexually active. But it's best if we just preach to them that it's okay. If since they are sexually active, they can still do it but use protection so that they don't have... they don't get infected with HIV or maybe STIs, and also to avoid unwanted pregnancies. I decided to have this dinnerware because I can say I like being glamorous. Yeah.
What are you planning to do for the youth during 2017-2018, 1 year period?
I'm planning to take after the one who crowned me this evening, Miss Maureen. She's challenged me to pass her target, which was, she has given me a target of 2,000. And I'll definitely beat it. I'll reach the target. I'll reach out to more than 2,000 youths out there.
What is your first mandate that you're going to do when you're in the office?
My first mandate is just preaching about the protection thing, because there are a lot of girls out there who get pregnant. It's not because they don't know. It's not because they don't know that you can get pregnant without using condom. I guess it's just negligence, or maybe they don't know. They're not aware. They're not aware about the condom issue.
Speaking about not being aware, what are some of the key issues on sexuality or reproductive health that are affecting youths here in Mombasa, or maybe in Coast?
In Coast, I can say early pregnancy, because most girls are dropping out of school because of early pregnancy, and also sexual transmitted diseases. It's also affecting them, but most of them can't go to their parents or maybe their guardians because they're afraid of it. But through this Y2Y, we can reach them and educate them about this thing. It's okay if they have it, but at least they can know that they have people who they can run to and they can get the help from. Yeah.
You've been crowned Miss Y2Y. How does it feel? Were you expecting this?
Not really. Actually, I just had so much fun during this contest. I was not expecting it because, most especially the lady who was number 10, according to me, I thought that she had it all. But the judges, I did. They thought that I deserved it.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
But it was fun.
Mr. Y2Y, Michael Mugendi, showed off his poetry skills to take the male crown.
Do you think youths have the knowledge about reproductive health and sexual matters?
Not really. What they have is just the little knowledge, which is truly dangerous. Since I've been given a phone, it will be easier for me to reach as many youths as I can.
My name is Maimuna Siraj. I work for Padadada Initiative. Padadada is a community-based organization based in Kilifi County. We are also working in Mombasa. Our main objective is to empower the girl child and also give free sanitary pads to our girls. we have came to realize as an organization that the girls in Kilifi County used to miss out of school due to menstruation periods. Another challenge that we have is access to these sanitary pads. We also didn't have a disposal place for our girls, where on a place where to they can dispose their sanitary pads.
As a youth who is championing matters on reproductive health, what is the state of reproductive services here on the Kenyan coast to the youths?
Currently it's at 20 to 23%. We have a lot of challenges in terms of in Kilifi. We didn't have a budget allocation on family planning. And we find that in Kilifi alone, like this year, we had 13,500 girls who have been pregnant. Age of 12 to 18, in-school girls who are pregnant. And we didn't have budget allocation on family planning, but through our advocacy, engaging the policymakers and also organized meetings, attending citizen participation meetings, we were able to get a budget allocation on family planning. 5 million. Actually, we are advocated for more, but at the end of it, we got 5 million as an allocation on family planning. According to us, we wanted more than that money, because we find that Kilifi had 7 sub-counties, and geographical Kilifi is very, very big, and also poverty level is very high, illiteracy level is very high, girls dropping out of school is very high, teenage pregnancy is very high. So we came to realize that there is a need for us also to advocate for youth-friendly services. Currently we have youth-friendly services, but they don't have equipment. The county governments have not been able fully to support the youth-friendly services. We thank our partners through our NGOs who are working also in Kilifi, who have supported the youth-friendly services, but we also have so many questions in terms of what if today the NGOs goes away? Are we going to leave our girls being pregnant every now and then? Then another challenge we have is the youth-friendly services, they're not standalone friendly services. What do we mean on standalone friendly services? It's whereby youth-friendly services, it's alone, not attached to the hospital. If a youth, maybe she's in school or he's in school, so, and we find that when the services are attached to the health facility, they normally operate from 8 to 12 noon, then from 2 to 3 or to 4. So we find that most of the time the young people and adolescents are not be able to access these services at this health facility. So currently we are advocating for both the county and the national government to let's have us standalone friendly services whereby it can operate even on a Saturday, because the other which have been attached with the hospital, they normally operate on Monday to Friday alone. And because we have high number of teenage pregnancy, high number of girls and adolescents who are living HIV and AIDS, we have come to realize there is a need. And also we have girls groups. There is a need to have counselors at the health facilities, youth-friendly services who also provide talk to his. The medics also should be youth, because we don't want to see an old mama. Maybe you have STIs, you go there and see an old mama, it will be very hard for you to tell him or her that you have STIs. But when you go there and find that the person who are giving the services is also a young person, it will be very easy for us to communicate, because we also have the other languages on how we can communicate. So that is why we are advocating currently both in Mombasa and Kilifi County. In Mombasa, there is also youth-friendly services, but they're also attached to the hospital. Like the one in Coast General Hospital, which is a level 5 hospital, it's there, yes, but it's very far. Even a youth, it's attached to the hospital, and it's at the corner. So even for a youth to access or to understand that there is a certain services being offered, it's a challenge. So we like to have friendly services which is open for everyone, a young person, adolescents. When adolescents go there, ask for services. Even if it's family planning services, let him or her been given, but not asking, let's have a concern from your parents and everything. Same to HIV testing and counseling. You'll find that there is a lot of default. The HIV positive girls don't want to take their ARVs, maybe because they were not told that those medicines were our ARVs. So he came to realize maybe it's at 14 or 15 or 18 or 22 years that he was taking ARVs. So it's also a challenge, because you'll find that even for now to convince now, she's also an adult now, to convince him to go back and take the ARVs and also have support groups to meet his fellow young people who are already, also they're also HIV positive, it will be a challenge. But if we will have a standalone with friendly services, have support groups which are being organized, which are being led by also the young people themselves, health providers who are also young people, it will have a conducive place and also a healthy environment in our country.
Do you think youth have full information regarding family planning methods?
No, because we have a huge number of teenage pregnancy. I think there is a need for us to have health talks in schools and also have policies in place. Let's have a conversation going on. Why do we have a high number of teenage pregnancy? Whenever we have that conversation, we'll be able now to have the male involvement, because most of the time now, like an organization, we have been focusing on the girl child. But let's have the male involvement in board, because also the men are also, when we're talking to family planning, there is a need also to the men also to understand, because in coastal region, find that it's just the female one who understand about the family planning. Let's have the male involvement on board and also to identify. We have condom, we also have the pills, we have the implant, we have the coil. Let the young person identify on what he wants, go to a health facility, but not going to just a pharmacy and take what he or she wants. Go to a health facility, get pre and post counseling, and also to understand on the effects, the challenges, and everything, so that he can also decide on which pill or which family planning method he'll be able to take. There's a lot of peer pressure, and also, as you know, now we are living in a digital environment. The parents are not talking to these kids. They leave that to the community or the peers or to the teachers. And we find that through our curriculum, there are things that which are not supposed to be taught in school. So there is a need also to have policies whereby if the teachers are not able to train, let's have health providers, let's have people, NGOs, access these schools, let's have people who are being well-trained, young people, to communicate the information to them, and also to understand, to delay sex, and also if they are ready, they should use protected sex so that we can reduce the infection and also high number of HIV and AIDS and also early pregnancies. There is a need for the government to train these adolescents, because there is a lot of peer pressure, media influence. If you don't have this conversation, then we'll have high number of new infections each and every day. Let's create awareness. Let's train these adolescents to delay early sex, to also access the friendly services, standalone friendly services, and also let's have male involvement, parents' involvement. The parents should talk to their kids. Let's put aside now the culture and everything. Let's have this dialogue going on so that we can understand the effects, the challenges, and also be able to have a well, healthy country.
Once the alternative beauty pageant is over, the hard work begins. Now, Mr. and Miss Y2Y have to go out into the community and start spreading the positive messages that they have been working on far and wide, which in theory should increase their inner beauty, ready for next year's competition too. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or visit our new website, wingsradio.org. Wings thanks our supporters, including WERU-FM, your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.